Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. It's Tara. Today, Karen and I are exploring the powerful intersection of love and effective communication, a perfect twist for Love Conquers All Day as we celebrate Effective Communications Month.
Oh, I love how you wove that together so seamlessly, yes. Just so smooth.
As the poet Virgil wisely said, love conquers all. In our journey together, we'll uncover how love can enhance our ability to connect, share, and understand each other more deeply. So, grab your favorite drink, settle in, and let's get started.
And I also love how good communication can help you love someone more deeply. Nothing like a good communicator, especially a good listener. Oh, I love this. I love the intersection of love and communication.
Yeah. So let's start with the power of love in our relationships. And this is very timely because in group this past session, there was a line that was talking about how we are called to have radically love-filled relationships. Radically love-filled relationships. And I posed a question to the group, like, how much would things change if we approached our relationships that way?
And first, love, like from the perspective of love. Oh, yeah.
So the concept of love conquering all includes challenges. It includes the powerful narrative that underscores the transformative power of our connections. Love in all its forms often serves as a guiding light during difficult times.
You know, it's a diffuser as well, right? In those intense high stress moments, high conflict moments, maybe. It's a diffuser if we can just tap into that ultimate love, that just deep flowing unconditional love. It just changes everything.
And then love will be that catalyst for open dialogue and empathy.
Exactly.
That feels good.
I mean, love is everything, right? Like, love is love literally. It's the question, it's the answer, it solves everything, it takes care of everything, it just makes everything beautiful.
Love also instills a sense of hope and empowerment. It motivates us to fight for and invest in our relationships, which ignites our desire to overcome barriers rather than succumb to them.
You just keep your eye on that vision, on that goal of just loving this person that you're in relationship with. And I'm talking about all of the relationships, it's not just a spouse or intimate partner, but children, parents, siblings, nieces and nephews, whoever it is. I really believe if we could all just look at each other with these lenses of love, it would change everything. No one would be a stranger, and we'd see the absolute of love for that person.
That reminds us of when we were going through the Greek words for love during our love series.
Oh, yeah.
How love shows up in all its many forms in our relationships as we think of the eight facets that we explored, but even to the episode where it's like love is not just a feeling, but it's an action.
Yes.
And when we think about that action in terms of being able to communicate with each other effectively through the lens of love. A lot of things I feel would be solved.
Yeah, many, all of them, actually. All, again, just all the things, basically.
Omnia winket amor. Love is going to conquer all of those things. And when we think of effective communication as a form of love, effective communication is the cornerstone for all of our relationships. You wouldn't be able to say that you had a relationship with someone if you did not communicate effectively or well with them.
And to be completely fair, it is not necessarily a skill that comes easily to everyone. It is a learned skill, and it is something we practice. Ideally, the beautiful scenario would be that you are practicing with this person how to not only speak or listen, but how to communicate well. How did you hear that? How do you like to receive information? Is there a specific time or way that I can share something? That deepens love, I think. If you have those conversations about communication, it's just going to make everything flow a little bit more easily.
Absolutely. And then it'll be that bridge that promotes understanding and emotional connection and mutual respect when we are open about those things, when we actually talk about those things.
You don't have to agree with everyone that you're in a relationship with. It doesn't mean the relationship is over, right? You want to be honest and open. And since we are all different and unique, it's not necessarily going to be smooth, but it's the only way, in my opinion.
There is something that I read where it's like where we think that acceptance looks like you agree with everything that someone says, when that's not what acceptance is.
No.
It's being able to receive that person, flaws and all, and not try to mold them or correct them. It's just like, okay, I see you, beautiful soul.
Even though I feel I'm right and you're wrong, you know, I love you anyway. I accept you.
And beyond just exchanging information, effective communication promotes emotional well-being because it ensures that our feelings and opinions are valued.
They matter.
Will foster a deeper emotional bond that enhances trust and intimacy when we actively listen and respond empathetically.
Right. Goes both ways. Also, being vulnerable and sharing, trusting that person enough, and then having them respond in a healthy way, beautifully, it's just going to reinforce that, the back and forth of that, right?
Yeah. Effective communication is a profound form of love. We're prioritizing open and honest communication, cultivating thriving relationships that enrich our lives and boost our overall well-being.
I can't tell you how much I enjoy just a beautiful, great, two-way, open, receptive conversation, whoever it is. It does fill me up with absolute love of humanity and that person in particular, but also just like a general, isn't this great that we can do this? We can speak with each other this way and we can listen and we can have this connection.
Wait until you guys get into a room with Karen. She will not know anyone in the room when she gets there, but by the end of it, she's left with at least three friends.
I like to connect with people. I like to know you.
Yeah. Our resilience to conquer all through love and communication.
Let's talk about what resilience. That looks
like. So in those times of stress and uncertainty, our loving relationships provide us the strength to navigate those challenges. We've created a safe haven where we feel valued and understood, supportive environments that lay the foundation for resilience.
Right. Like if you know there's a place you can go to, a soft place to land, a safe harbor, then you're like, okay, I can weather this storm. I know I got knocked down by three tidal waves, but I'm going to go back home. I'm going to regroup, get some sleep, and go again.
Yes.
I'm going to do it again.
How do we cultivate this nurturing space within our families, friendships, and communities? We're going to give you some practical tips.
Of course.
To get started.
Yeah, it's got to be a list of three, I would imagine.
Of course, there's a list of three. And to start things off, we will invest in quality time. We make time for each other, whether through family dinners, game nights, casual check-ins. Consistent quality time strengthens our bonds and reinforces our connections. I also have the other side of this where there are people who have known me the majority of my life. Like, I'm speaking specifically about friends. My oldest friend, I've known her for 30 years, which is weird because I'm 25, but whatever. where we don't necessarily spend ongoing quality time together, but whenever we get together, it's like we just pick up right where we left off. It just feels good, and we fall right back into the habit.
I have some of those. I love those, right? So satisfying.
And that's because we've that time ahead of time. So now we're like, it's like the interest. Like, these are the dividend payments that we have now in our lives as we navigate our families and other obligations.
Like, right. You've put all the deposits in, and like, it's there for you. It's there for you to draw from. That's great.
Another tip would be to express gratitude regularly.
That means more than once.
Regularly acknowledge and appreciate one another. simple. And I say simple because it doesn't have to be very complicated and complex and, you know, you've rented a pony. Simple expressions of thanks can go a long way in making someone feel valued and supported.
Right, like meaningful, deeper, I really appreciate you because, you know.
Yeah, I feel like you've made those deposits at least 20 times this week alone.
I know I do.
And I love you for it. It's like, she really care about me and she know that I care about her because she said that she care about how I care about her.
Exactly. I'm like, I just want to thank you for, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
And number three, embrace vulnerability. Share your challenges and struggles openly. Setting an example that encourages others in our lives to share their experiences, which just deepens our connections with each other.
Boy, that took me a long time to learn. You know that more than anybody. It took me a while to get there, but now I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be messy all up in everybody's face. I'm like, nope, I don't know what's happening.
This is me. This is the messy, beautiful version.
Once she woke back up and reassembled herself, There was nothing to be done about it.
Little buttercup. My goodness. When we integrate these practices into our daily lives, we build loving atmospheres that fortifies our resilience. I wonder what it would look like if more people embraced love instead of being right in their communication.
Yeah. It's not about being right. Like, why can't we just be like, wow, this is what I think, and you think something so different, and wow.
It's okay.
I don't have to be right. I hear you. You hear me. End of the day.
Please hear me. Like, just hear me. That's all I want. I don't have to fight to get my point across. I don't have to fight to be right in this.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Like, where did I find the energy?
I don't know. I'm like, I never could.
What else is
going
on in y'all lives?
I'm like, is this what you're spending it all on? Because, oh my gosh, I wouldn't even.
And I say that for myself, but then I think about if I'm speaking up on behalf of someone else, then I might find the energy as we're talking through this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's like the love piece of it. It's like, no, that's not right.
Yeah, that's a little bit of the mama bear ending, defending, protecting your people, which is primal. You know, and we're evolved enough to know that those quick reactions that come up, they're not necessarily from a place of actual love, deep love in the larger sense. And just acknowledging, like with my kids, like, wow, I really blew that one. My son and I had a disagreement the other night, or we were just so annoyed with each other. And I walked away for a few minutes. I came back and I was like, hey, buddy, I feel like I really blew that. This is not what I was intending. And here's what I was trying to say. And we just kind of forgive each other and just like,
I did not handle that well. Or I got really caught up in my own stressors, my own emotions about this thing, and I didn't handle that well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. We can acknowledge that. And like you said, forgiveness.
It's the acknowledgement, right? I feel like a lot of people are just like, they have to be perfect and right. Like, I'm going to acknowledge all the dumb stuff. I'm going to acknowledge the mistakes. I'm going to acknowledge, just so that I can stay connected with that person and be like, wow, I can't believe I just reacted like that. I mean, I understand why I did because XYZ, but it's not okay. And I'm really sorry. Acknowledging it, apologizing, moving on.
That's love too.
Yeah.
That is love too.
For sure.
All right. I don't have nothing else. I'm good. That's all I have.
Oh, well, we can talk about love all day. An angle of it that I wanted to talk about a little bit is self-love. Ooh. Turning that love you feel for someone else towards yourself, right? Acknowledge how far you've come, how you've evolved, and you're doing a good job. You're valid and worthy just as you are, even if it's messy or not the brightest. Effective communication and love can 100% be an internal game as well. Mindful of how we speak to ourselves and to not be saying things like, oh, you're so stupid. I can't believe you just did that again. Why can't you do that faster like everybody else? That's not love. Love yourself. Kindly talk to yourself in a kind, loving, generous way. Because it's when we turn that love towards ourselves, give us that love that maybe we were craving or we expect from somebody else, or we won't feel whole until we get it from somebody else. Give it to yourself now. Become whole. Love yourself. And then the other aspects of relationships just fall into place.
Mm-hmm. I love how you tie that together. Self-love as a form of effective communication with yourself. Loving yourself, speaking kindly to yourself, giving yourself grace and compassion ripples over and back to love conquering all and how it shows up in your relationship.
It sets you up to be successful in your relationships. Yeah. If you can do it well for yourself, within yourself, loving yourself, then you can do it for others. It's not the other way around. Like, if I do this for others, then that's they will love me and I will love them. It starts with the self-talk and the self-love and the awareness.
Loving ourselves well allows us to conquer the day. We're taking care of ourselves and our bodies and go out and do the things that we need to do with love, with clarity. Y'all, it starts with love. That's it. It starts and ends.
Starts and ends. Like, it's the whole everything.
Starts and ends with love.
I've said it before. I'll say it every dang day that I'm alive. Love is all there is. Love is all that matters. Love is the answer to everything.
Agreed. 100%. Yeah. That's all. Oh, okay. All right.
Because I love the song that you picked.
Are y'all ready for this one? I know it seems like it's going to be a song about love and loving things. I mean, it is. It's going to be a little something, something.
You think it'd be about based on sweet communication, title. Sweet exactly. Love. But
it is about sweet love, Karen.
Well, it is.
This song is by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. And it is Tell Me Something Good.
This is one of my faves, y'all. Here we go.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
Come on, Chaka. Oh, man. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Oh, man.
I wanted to look up because it was something that she said, and I was like, yeah, right there. Your problem is you ain't been loved like you should.
Your problem is you ain't been loved like you should.
And if we take that out of the super funky vibes that we got going on.
If we're just talking about anything platonic.
The problem is you haven't been loved like you should, and how that shows up in our ability to use love to conquer all.
Exactly. If people were shown a good example of being unconditionally loved, then they would be able to.
Yeah. So the first step is overcoming that love deficit. That starts with you. You have to build up and fill yourself up. That's how it goes.
Looking outside yourself. Deficit. Yeah, to fill it up. Fill up your own. Because if once you can do that, the rest is gravy. Right?
All right. My heart rate is up. I'm sweating.
I'm like, oh, Chaka Khan. Come on now. Chaka Rufus. Khan.
Listen, what? That song came out in June 1974.
That's perfect.
Years later, and it's still like, yeah, let's get a groove.
I mean, it's just timeless. It's all timeless.
Right. So we danced.
Felt good.
It is now time for our question of the day.
All right, QOTD.
How has love influenced your ability to communicate effectively in your relationships?
Well, for me... Actually, you go first.
All right.
I always go first. You go first.
I feel that love has invited in more patience in being able to communicate effectively in my relationships. The patience shows up as being able to listen without feeling like I have to immediately react or that I even have to respond. Sometimes it is just listening and being tolerant of different styles of communication, listening without judgment. It comes back to patience, the ability to handle conflict better as I approach it with the lens of love-fueled patience. Allows me to regulate a little bit better.
Has she mentioned the word patience yet?
Patience.
I just want to note
love
that.
Love and patience. It's like, that's how that shows up for me. And then also the patience to not feel like we have to solve everything right now. So if you need space or time to reflect or get your thoughts together, then I'll give you that or I'll take that for myself. So yeah,
right.
It shows up as patience.
I think that's such an important attribute, right? To be patient with ourselves and with others, and especially during communication, especially conflict or challenging conversations. So I think that's a beautiful way to express the importance of that and how love can, as you said, sort of diffuse that. For me, if I can resonate with love as I'm in conversation with someone, they can feel that energy, they can receive that unconditional, loving, supportive space, and it allows them to share authentically and deeply without feeling nervous or overly vulnerable. I think just creating that loving space, that doorway, if you will, helping them feel safe so they can access what they're needing to share, wanting to share. And the same for me, the self-love that I'm talking about, that's just such a foundational principle for me now that I just come back to that for myself before I even get into a conversation. Love allows for so much to transpire,
yeah.
I guess is what I'm trying to say. It allows for safety, presence, patience, as you mentioned. It allows for truth and messiness and all of it to be welcome and accepted. And that is just the most beautiful space to create for any conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right, explorers. Thanks for joining us on exploring the connection between love and effective communication.
Mm.
I have a quote from English journalist, political philosopher, and novelist William Godwin.
Hmm.
Love conquers all difficulties, surmounts all obstacles, and affects what to any other power would be impossible.
I mean, love is the beginning, the middle, the end, be all, end all. It's the answer, it's the question, it's the everything.
Love is everything. As we wrap up today's episode, we encourage you to reflect on how you can bring more love and open communication into your life. Remember, love is an act of choice we make daily, so let's continue to choose it and lift each other up. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the power of love in your life.
Yes, when we choose love, when we choose to be, act, and speak from a place of love, it shifts the dynamic. So may you encounter and be an expression of love all day, every day. Our dear friends, thank you for joining us. Take good care.
Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.